Here, then, is a war story that is new, a transcribed adventure of the present world war that takes you to war-torn China, that gives you a thrilling account of a group of Americans who are involved in a battle against China's invaders. These are not glorious deeds of heroism, but exciting day-by-day events in the life of Terry Lee and his friends, as you shall see in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. So, kids, remember that song April was singing in the show last week? Spinning those discs with the greatest of ease, I spot every plane as nice as you please. You know what she was singing about, all right? It's Terry's official airplane spotter. And if you're the smart kid I think you are, you'll be spinning those discs and spotting those planes just like April. You'll have an airplane spotter of your own. And when you get it, say what you won't know about 16 famous planes would fit in a nutshell. British planes, Jap and German planes, and lots of American ships. You'll have dope that lets you spot each one. Now, in case you're wondering how to get this swell device, here is the simple story. All you need is two Libby tomato juice labels and only a dime. Not very much, is it? For a thrilling airplane spotter you can't buy in any store. So, if I were you and wanted an airplane spotter the way I'll bet you do, I'd ask Mother right after the show about Libby's tomato juice. Ask her if maybe she hasn't got two cans in the house already. And if not, please put it on her tomorrow's grocery list. She's probably just as keen about that swell-tasting juice as you are. It's such a grand source of vitamins. When you've got your two Libby's labels lined up, then all you need to do is rustle up a dime. Send the labels and the dime with your full name and complete address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Jude Hennick are in the mountain town of Tarzan, along with April Kane, Slugger Dunn, and Smythe Heatherstone. There they found Burma, the beautiful blonde whom they had all known so well. Burma had been in Tarzan for several weeks, caring for a group of Chinese orphans. She and others had come to believe that this little ancient town was safe from the invader. But now they know that the enemy is upon them. Yes, the invader troops are at the bridge, at the far end of the bridge across the gorge. And now it is dawn, time for the enemy to make a lightning attack. The foot soldiers march across the bridge, which separates the town from the rest of the mountain land. Our friends watch the first troops cross the span. The Chinese troops are waiting, each man at a machine gun, for there's a plan afoot. And the commander of the garrison says,
"For the moment, we shall restrain ourselves. Let the men cross the bridge.
But there's so many of them, we may be outnumbered."
"We are outnumbered, Miss Soma.
How soon now?" "Even before the bridge collapses, sir."
"A single rifle shot from this high window will dislodge a key stick no larger than your arm. The rest of the destruction will be in the hands of fate."
"No sun waiting here for the bridge work to fall out. There are some airplanes."
"There may be airplanes with the invaders. We shall see."
Yeah, I hear planes. I can't see very well from here. Come on, Terry, let's go outside and look."
"All right. I don't suppose the planes are coming to help us. That'd be asking too much. There they are. You can just make them out."
"Yeah, I see them now. Maybe they're allied planes."
"No, those are invader planes. Bombers, three of them. One, there's a couple of fighter planes just cutting through the clouds."
"Are you sure that..."
"There is no mistake, Burma. The shape of the wings, the tail assembly. Those large birds are Mitsubishi bombers. Twin engines, low wings, twin fins, and rudder."
"But you can't be big here, Terry. You can't
have to. Take my word for it. Those are invader planes. They aren't heading for this town. If they have more important business someplace else."
"Well, what a wise little fellow you turned out to be."
"Oh, stop kidding.
Anybody think you could sell a plane just by..."
"Didn't April show you that airplane spotter?" "She had it with her. I made it over a week ago. It's an easy way to spot war planes."
"Oh, is that the thing she had with her? She didn't say what it was. A disc and a spin. So that's what it was. And you're the little inventor, huh? Well, no wonder you could put the finger on those planes so quickly. Yeah, maybe I'd better brush up."
"Oh! Where it goes? The bridge!
There's about 50 soldiers on that side of the gorge. Better grab a gun, you two. Don't stand there. There'll be trouble and plenty of it.
Come on. Now, we can't let those soldiers get into the town.
Right.
Come on, let's get the gun from Linda Hare.
This way, Terry. We can hold them off.
What happened now? The bridge is
down. Plenty of good old confusion, too. The enemy on the far side of the door is badly charged, and their pals on this side can't get back.
What do we do? Kill as many soldiers as we can?
Yeah, unless they surrender, and I don't think they will. Those monkeys think they've got a switch before it starts.
Well, why not use the radio? We can reach Ann Cook by radio. We do it all the time. Let's talk to the command. Maybe he can tell us what to expect.
Listen, Joe.
Steady, fella, steady. Sure, the bridge has collapsed, just as the commander of this town planned. All we have to do is fight about 50 enemy soldiers, that's all.
Yeah, but there's not 50 people in this town, men, women, and children.
They'll manage all right. They can starve us out, of course, but that takes time.
And if they bring up artillery and start showing this place, hey, we ought to get help. If we can get in touch with Yan Cook, maybe we can reach Captain Dragon.
I've already contacted Yan Cook, Miss Soma. There is little else to be done. As long as it is daylight, we can keep the enemy away.
But what about gunfire from the other side of the gorge?
We cannot set artillery fire at any moment. You have looked after the children?
Yeah. April's down in the dugout below ground. She's looking after him. What do you hear from Yan Cook?
I was unable to get any reply. This video is broken.
Then you don't know if we get help or not.
We must be patient. We can defend Tarzan as long as we can keep the enemy at a distance. But if the bombs and planes arrive, then we come over here.
And while a gallant little band of American and Chinese fight off a fanatical enemy, hoping against hope that they can defeat the invader, let's return to Yan Cook. Here we meet Pat Ryan in charge of the Chinese commando group and the Dragon Lady. They listen intently to a message they have picked up from the town of Tajian. And Pat says,
turn that radio off. We can't get through with any reply. Nothing we can say anyway. At least we know Terry and April and the others are there.
You wish your help then, Mr. Ryan?
Of course. They got there okay, and according to that radio message, they've done all right for themselves. Hey, that was a doozy. It must have been when that bridge collapsed with all those...
We have also managed very well here in Yan Cook. We have defeated and dispersed the soldiers of General Klang.
Well, if you're willing to lend a hand, how about doing a little commando job for the folks at Tajian?
Come, we shall study a map of that area. It may not present many difficulties. But there are many difficulties, Mr. Ryan. It is next to impossible to march our men, our commandos, to this spot.
Yeah, that's so. At least if this map is accurate, there must be some way to get there.
There is.
The Dragon Lady is right. Airplanes by Ginger, of course. We'll do a job by plane. Paratroops, that's it. The commandos will be paratroops. We'll land through to Tarjan, our men, yeah. We'll land behind the enemy. Say, this is my meat, but good. Let's get things cooking. We can get there inside of 2 hours if we try. Well, so long, lady. We'll be back one way or another.
Good luck to you, Mr. Ryan. And may our commandos distinguish themselves.
Well, they may not get a gold star, but they'll do a good job. It's the first time we've made a raid by airplane.
I shall await word of your success. You will, of course, raise your meat from Tarzan.
Sure thing. Only hope this transport plane doesn't run into a flock of invader planes before we arrive.
The men have been thoroughly instructed on their mission.
Not yet. I'll talk to them after we get in the air. Well, sir, for a dame with a bad name, you're okay. I kiss you goodbye, only...
We'll attend to business, Mr. Ryan.
This is business. I read someplace you're supposed to love your enemy. Well, I'm starting right now because I'm sentimental.
Goodbye.
Sorry, just kiss you goodbye, and goodbye it is. See you in a bowl of soup someday. Sure will.
Goodbye, Mr. Ryan. We shall meet again. But you should not have kissed me goodbye.
Now, listen all you men back there in the plane. I've shown you the map. We sail out at 3,000 feet. With all that parachute planning, you know what to do.
Oh, Captain. Oh, yes. Keep on.
Hey. The chatter guns will be in the red suit. Now drop and let you men bail out. The pilot will circle at 3,000 feet. That's almost low enough the enemy won't see us. We'll bail out about 2 miles behind the town of Tarjan. We'll assemble our equipment and then we'll take it to sunset. Then at night, we'll make the attack.
Pat Ryan and his Chinese commando come to the rescue of Harry and the others in the little town of Tarjan. A surprise attack is indicated. The commandos will strike at night, an attack from the rear to terrorize and confuse the enemy. Yes, the adventure to come promises to be as thrilling as anything you've ever heard on the radio. I'll tell you more about what to expect in just a moment. You know, kids, I've been urging you to send at once for your airplane spotter, and here's the reason. This remarkable offer of an official airplane spotter just like the one in the show, this sensational offer, I say, expires next Saturday. Yes, midnight. This coming Saturday is the deadline. Your last chance to get an airplane spotter. So naturally, I'm urging you to ask your mother at once to get 2 cans of Libby's tomato juice. Now, you'll need those 2 Libby's labels to get your airplane spotter. Those labels and just 10 cents in cash. On the back of one of the labels, print your full name and complete address. Then mail them to Terry, in care of Libby, Chicago, Illinois. That's Terry, in care of Libby, Chicago, Illinois. Just do that, boys and girls, and you'll get an airplane spotter like Terry. And I'm not fooling when I say that you're sure going to be sorry if you don't get one. If the other kids can tell all these different planes and play the spotter game, and you're out in the cold, well, you have only yourself to blame. So get those 2 Libby tomato juice labels and shoot them right in with your name and address and a dime. Get your order in now. Remember, Saturday at midnight is the deadline. Well, I feel sure that every one of you is buying U.S. war stamps. That's the way to show that you're a real American. Now, remember this. Terry and his friends, yes, and Pat Ryan's commandos, they all symbolize the decent elements in the Second World War. We Americans have no use for treachery and aggression. And so in tomorrow's Transcribed Adventure, we'll learn just what our friends do about it. Action is the word. There shall be no letdown in this fight to defeat the forces of evil.